Welcome, this is Anthony Haynes. I'm Creative Director of Frontiners Limited. Welcome to the Grey Lit Cafe podcast, brought to you by Frontiners Limited. Frontiners is a communications consultancy focused on engineering, infrastructure, sustainability and research. Now, one of the things that we explore in this podcast is the notion of content marketing. And the reason we explore that is that we think the notions of content marketing and of grey literature are certainly not identical, but we think they overlap in interesting ways. And we also feel that relationship is not always fully realised. Sometimes it's because the content marketing people coming from business background, maybe the grey literature people coming from information science or scientific backgrounds or whatever. But we feel that there's insufficient appreciation of the overlap and the relationship between the two. So we like to explore that relationship, and we've done so in various interviews and reviews on this podcast. And one of the producers of content marketing who have interested me for a long time, and I've been reading their output, accessing their output for a long time, is True Marketing. And I'm really delighted to say that we have with us today as our guest Lee Chapman, who is president of True Marketing. So Lee, welcome.
Thank you, Anthony. I'm glad to be on.
Well, it's absolutely brilliant to have you. So many of our listeners work in the same sectors as True and will know the company. You have a particular kind of focus on engineering and the sectors around engineering, but not all of our listeners will know you. So just to provide some context for our discussion, so people know where you're coming from, as it were, could I invite you just to introduce your company and tell us a little bit about the context?
Absolutely. Yes. So True, as you mentioned, we focus exclusively on working with business-to-business companies that are either engineering or have a technical sale, something that's pretty nuanced. We start with strategy first. I think that's something that sets us apart. Before we dive into sort of writing the content and promoting the content, we want to make sure we have a really good understanding of a client's business, what their value proposition is, what makes them unique and different from their competitors. And we've been doing this since 2008. And many of the team came from National Instruments, which is a global hardware and software company. And so we spent a lot of our careers really immersing ourselves in the technology and in the applications of our audiences. And then we took that to smaller companies that needed a solid marketing foundation and content marketing to help them get found. So, and I know one thing we're going to talk about maybe in a little bit is our annual global research that we do to this audience. And this really helps us ensure that our recommendations that we make and the content that we develop with our partners is founded in data, that it's going to be efficient to implement. And of course, what's really important to everybody, the question we get asked a lot is, how soon will I see return on my investment? Because as you know, content marketing, right, is a huge investment of time, resources, and money. And we're not just doing it because we love writing. We're doing it because we want to really help them grow their brand, increase their leads, and at the end of the day, impact their bottom line.
Yes, it's fascinating. I did listen to a discussion amongst your senior personnel from your website, and I picked up that several of you had worked for NI, for National Instruments. And I think that having that technical background yourself is one of the things that helps to make your content authoritative, I think. Now, you've raised a really important point about the resource. I mean, as a consultant myself, I sometimes find myself working with people where they're interested in kind of creating various types of content marketing. And sometimes I have to say, I don't think that's a great idea, you know, because I'm not sure you've really got the kind of resources in terms of the time and the effort and the human resource, you know, the talent to do that. So opportunity costs might be pretty high. Now, looking at your website, you produce a lot of content. You've been doing it consistently for many years, and it's high quality content. So there's a lot of preparation going into it as well. So could I ask you, what's your strategy there? What's the strategic thinking behind the content marketing that we see coming out of True Marketing?
That's a great question. I think, you know, when we were first getting started 15 years ago, you know, you put a lot of content out there so that you can have something to measure and see what's really resonating with your audience and what they come back to and find. And then you kind of refine your content marketing strategy from there. And what we've seen is that over time, and there's other data from HubSpot and other, you know, marketing companies out there that kind of prove this out. About 90% of our leads from our content come from 10% of the content that we produced, which is sort of a stunning number.
Yeah.
And we've seen this play out for our clients as well. And so really with that data, we find that it's not always that we need to spend a lot of time investing in creating new content, but going back and updating our existing high-performing content so that it's got new data, new graphics, new customer testimonial quotes, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And then putting it into different form factors. So our research has told us that depending on the age of the engineer, they're consuming content really differently, right? The younger engineers, Gen Z and millennials want to spend more time with video content. Older engineers like to really still read the white papers and the ebooks and the long form content.
Yes.
So instead of just spending all this time and effort and creating a bunch of new content in all the different form factors, we really use the data that we have to refine it, improve it. And I think that's been a big thing that we've learned and especially focused on in the last 5 years, I would say.
Yes, it's fascinating. I mean, my background is in book publishing, and actually coming up with completely new ideas and new content, new products is very hard work. And often there's real potential in, you know, you've published a textbook, and then you publish a new edition, and then you publish editions aimed at different markets, and you publish an ebook, and so on. And so this sort of thinking about how do I recycle, how do I modify, seems to me to make very good sense. And I'm fascinated in what you say about different audiences preferring different media, because my own company, Frontinus, we do quite a lot of work in traditional long forms. And sometimes people say, no one reads that anymore. To which the answer is, well, some people don't. And some people do, you know, and you can't afford to miss them. So let's move on to some particular examples. So I'm thinking here particularly of listeners who might not be familiar with your content and might not have accessed any of it. Could I invite you just to tell us about one or two examples of content marketing that you're particularly proud of having produced?
Yes, I think, you know, more recently, a couple of pieces that we're particularly proud of, you know, generative AI has been a really hot topic in the news these days. It seems like almost daily there's some new tool that's being released or information that's coming out about those. And so, of course, our audience is interested in this and wanting our viewpoint on which tools should they invest in?
Yes.
What should their policy be about AI content creation? And so we've just released a generative AI guide that's available on our website that's got kind of our continued learning as we explore and try out these different tools, and then also this AI content creation policy template as well. And then, of course, you know, it's not a fun topic, but there's been discussion too of economic recession looming.
Yeah.
And being in marketing for a long time, some of us know that marketing budgets are sometimes among the first cut during these tough times. And so we wanted to provide kind of this growth strategy guide on if that's impacting your business and you're feeling kind of this pushback, some guidance and tactics that you can do to really help drive leads and show value to the business. And amp up your growth during these tough times. So I think those two pieces really kind of stand out being timely.
Yes, and I like the realism of them. I mean, that's something that strikes me about your content, the realistic frame of mind. I think in particular on your AI content, I have frankly wasted a fair amount of time attending webinars on AI where people talk purely in terms of sort of generalizations. And in the engineering sector, people don't really like
airy generalizations, and you're kind of left thinking, do these people know anything? What exactly should I be doing? And I really like the concreteness of your content. Perhaps I could just mention my own two favorites in particular of your content. One is you produce a report, which is the State of Marketing to Engineers Research Report. And to anyone listening who has to market to engineers or people in allied sectors, I would say go and look at it, because it's going to save you an awful lot of time. Really kind of precise findings about how engineers access content. Let me just ask you about that. I think it's really generous of you that you give away that content. You're prepared to let other people access it. So is that something, was that a difficult decision to make, or is that just typically how you do things?
I think we saw a lot of value early on in being generous with the content that we are giving away, so to speak. So, you know, we do have a webinar that goes along with the research. So people sign up and give us an email to join the webinar. So we do have some follow-on pieces, but we want people to have access to this information. I think it draws a lot of prospects to us of, okay, now that we've read your data and we see how impactful this is, we want to work with you. And so we found that it actually brings us partnership, which is absolutely what we're looking to gain from it.
Yeah. And I love the confidence that goes with that. You know, it's like, this is good. And once people have accessed it, they recognize that we're producing quality stuff. The second favorite I have, we talked about long form marketing. You've produced an engineer's guide to business content marketing. The strapline is fuel your marketing with inbound content. And I mentioned earlier, I'm an erstwhile book publisher, and this appeals to the book editor in me, in the sense I think it's very carefully structured, very carefully composed, very easy to learn from. I thought it's a fantastic piece of content marketing.
Thank you. Yeah, education is a big part of our mission. Of course, we do a lot of client work, but people, we've found companies we work with, general public, they want to be educated on a topic. They want to learn. They don't want to be sold to. And I think, again, especially with this engineering audience, having this authentic voice, authoritative but open, and and giving away and educating people on a topic, I think we've definitely found has been a winning strategy over time.
Yes, and the great thing, I mean, when you say people want to learn, the great thing there is you don't feel patronized. You know, you feel like you're having a proper conversation between professional adults, and there's a sort of mutual respect implicit in that proposition. Let me move on to the question of quality, which we've mentioned a couple of times in our conversation already. So one of the things I really like about True Marketing is probably the reason, the main reason why, as I say, over the years I've accessed your content, is it consistently reaches high content, high quality in terms of the editing and the production values, but most of all, actually, just the value of the content. Now, I know from my previous background in book publishing, and now my work in consultancy for engineers of one sort or another, I mean, that doesn't happen overnight. That takes a lot of hard work. And in particular, I think you can only produce quality consistently over time if you have high standards embedded in the organization, but also you have to have processes that you can rely on. So I'm fascinated by how you achieve that, because it's quite rare that content marketers hit the spot time after time. So what is it that True Marketing is doing in order to produce this consistent quality in its output?
Well, first off, thank you for that very high compliment. Really appreciate that ringing endorsement. And I would agree with you. It's definitely having a refined process. I think starting with the strategy piece, as we talked about earlier, having that unique brand messaging and positioning, having an authentic voice, and then having important, impactful things to say. So again, backed by our data, it's not just us saying, here's what we think. We're actually backing that up with data, I think has been a key part of it. Yeah. And then I would say our writers, Having those experienced writers, our team is mainly senior specialists who have 10 to 20 years of writing expertise for these technical audiences. And then being able to wear their journalist hats, right? And when they're interviewing subject matter experts within the companies we work with, that journalistic background, the, you know, pulling out pertinent information and details from these engineers, who are astounded, like, oh, they made me sound so good. I didn't realize I had all this great knowledge in my brain. So they're the experts at what they do, and we're the experts at writing. And so paired together, I think, really helps create this consistently high quality content.
Yeah. And isn't that's a brilliant thing to achieve when the person feels like, you've made me sound really good there.
Yeah.
I love that. And I'm interested in what you said about journalism, because I think most of the people that I work in this sector, and I guess it's the same for you, they're aware of the value of objective truth and the value of backing things up with data and evidence. But there's another side to that, which is a more intuitive side of thinking like a journalist and thinking, yeah, fine, okay, we know all the data, but what's the story here? What's the story? And combined with that, you've mentioned the idea of a voice. I definitely felt there was a true marketing voice in what I read. I didn't find it obtrusive, but I did feel was a definite voice there. So I think that sort of I can sense that sort of journalistic intelligence in the content as well. So let me ask you, I mean, you've given us fascinating insight into the strategy and the processes which you use to produce the content. If people would like to access your content and more particularly to find out about your services and talk to you about that, where how do people find out about True Marketing?
Yeah, so our website is probably the best place. Yeah. We've just redesigned our homepage and our process page, so people can dive in more there. So True Marketing, T-R-E-W Marketing, com. And also follow on LinkedIn. And we regularly promote our new content that's coming out, as well as our repurposed content and our webinars and podcasts as well.
Yeah, and I should have said, thank you for spelling it out. I should have said, I think at the start, it's True, spelled T-R-E-W. And of course, what we do is put the link to the website and some of the resources we've mentioned, direct links, in the show notes. So, Lee, thank you. I'm really grateful for you giving up the time to appear on the podcast. I'm a strong believer in learning from good practice, and I think True Marketing gives people good practice to learn from. So my thanks. Thank you for appearing on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Anthony. I enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Grey Lit Cafe is edited by Dr. Bart Hallmark and produced by Frontinus Limited. Frontinus specializes in grey literature forms such as proposals, publications, papers, and reports. The music is from Handel's Water Music, courtesy of the United States Marine Band and Marine Chamber Orchestra.